Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you calmed the troubled hearts of your disciples. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the way, the truth, and the life. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You will prepare a place for us in your Father's house. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, author of our freedom and of our salvation, listen to the voice of our pleading, and grant that those you have redeemed by the shedding of your Son's blood may have life through you, and under your protection rejoice for ever unharmed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. All stood up in the synagogue at Antioch in Pisidia, held up a hand for silence, and began to speak. My brothers, sons of Abraham's race, and all you who fear God, this message of salvation is meant for you. What the people of Jerusalem and their rulers did, though they did not realize it, was in fact to fulfill the prophecies read on every Sabbath. Though they found nothing to justify his death, they condemned him and asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out everything that Scripture foretells about him, they took him down from the tree and buried him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had accompanied him from Galilee to Jerusalem. And it is these same companions of his who are now his witnesses before our people. We have come here to tell you the good news. It was to our ancestors that God made the promise, but it is to us, their children, that he has fulfilled it by raising Jesus from the dead. As Scripture says in the first Psalm, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day.
You are my son,
it is I who have begotten you this day. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will announce a decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day."
You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day.
promised that I shall make with you the nations, but the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar.
You are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day.
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage.
You are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should not have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you, and after I have gone and prepared a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the place, you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the readings from the Acts of the Apostles in the weeks after Easter, fear-filled disciples of Jesus are transformed to fearless preachers. Today, Paul, one transformed from hatred to faith, proclaims in his inaugural speech, "Christ risen from the dead." After the resurrection, I would have recognized Jesus instantly, and I would have been a bold witness to his life and message, courageously defying the authorities. But would I have really been that brave? To be honest, I'm not especially bold, and I often lack courage. Yet Jesus promises us that he will give us what we need to be his witnesses like Paul. The Gospel returns us to the Last Supper, to help us better understand what sustains the faith of Paul and the others. Jesus looks around the table and sees that his followers are filled with fear. They need words of comfort, much like many of us need today who have to contend with our own fears, anxieties, and troubles. Jesus draws close to his disciples and assures them that whatever may come, they are not alone or forgotten. Jesus continues to speak to our hearts with his words and actions. Today he tells us not to let our hearts be troubled. And better yet, his promise is one of waiting to take us to himself. He's not waiting for us to die to take us to himself. He is waiting at every moment for us to really listen and open our hearts to him. When we are transformed in this way, we are enabled to experience the gospel with all the vigour and courage of St. Paul, and so become witnesses in the lives that we live and the care that we show to others. That is a message from the heart of Jesus to our hearts, and that is what Jesus calls us to today. In confidence, we pray to God who strengthens us in all our needs. For all Christians, may we proclaim our faith in the risen Lord in our words and actions. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those troubled by fear, anxiety, and mental health issues, may they know the peace of Christ who heals all hearts. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all those who struggle to come to terms with the loss of a loved one, may they be comforted in knowing that a place is prepared in the Father's house. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray with Mary, who was always at one with her Son. Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We make our petitions in silence and in union with our risen Lord. Father, because you are love itself, we trust that you will answer our petitions according to your holy will. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Deus, Deus meus, ad
brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of the Lord his holy Church.
Accept in compassion, Lord, we pray, the offerings of your family, that under your protective care they may never lose what they have received, but attain the gifts that are eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to lord you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people, exalts in our praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Sanctus,
Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, plenis sanctificetera, gloria tua, hosanna in excelsis. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants. And all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls, in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven to you, O God, his almighty Father, he took, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith, and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who, though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant them share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon, through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Saviour's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Enter
Let us pray. Keep safe, O Lord, we pray, those whom you have saved by your kindness, that redeemed by the passion of your Son, they may rejoice in his resurrection, who lives and reigns for ever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.